As Brazil accelerates its transition to a dual VAT system, the CGSN Resolution No. 186/2026 has officially provided the operational safety manual for the nation's small business ecosystem. Discussed extensively in tax circles today, this directive defines how the Simples Nacional regime will interact with the new IBS, state, municipal, and CBS, federal, taxes. Crucially, CGSN Resolution No. 186/2026 outlines the mechanics of the split payment mechanism, popularly known as the PIX tax, which will become the standard for electronic transactions starting in 2027. The 2027 fork in the road, opt-in versus opt-out under the reform, companies within the Simples Nacional regime face a strategic choice. CGSN Resolution No. 186/2026 clarifies the deadlines and consequences of this decision. The unified standard. Small businesses can remain in the traditional unified bucket. However, their B2B customers will only be able to claim a restricted tax credit, limited to the actual IBS, CBS portion of the unified rate. The regular regime option. Businesses can opt to pay IBS and CBS according to standard non-cumulative rules while keeping income tax and social security within Simples Nacional. The deadline, CGSN Resolution No. 186/2026 mandates that companies must declare their choice for the 2027 cycle by the final quarter of 2026. Comparison. Simples Nacional framework under Resolution 186/2026 feature standard Simples treatment regular regime opt-in, 2027, IBS-CBS collection aggregated in unified DAS aggregated via split payment credit transfer limited, restricted full non-cumulative credits pricing strategy, sticky, gross pricing transparent, tax-exclusive, pricing compliance load low, legacy Simples, high, standard VAT reporting, validation of the split payment mechanism, the split payment system, validated by CGSN Resolution No. 186/2026, is Brazil's high-tech answer to tax evasion. Starting in 2027, when a customer pays via PIX, credit card, or digital transfer, the tax portion is automatically segregated and sent directly to the government, while the net amount reaches the seller instantly. Analyst perspective. The credit trap. Warning: the reality check for small businesses is that CGSN Resolution No. 186/2026 is about more than just administrative deadlines, it is about supply chain survival. If a small supplier stays in the unified model, they effectively become 10% to 15% more expensive for corporate buyers who cannot recover full tax credits. This transition will likely trigger a massive migration toward the regular IBS-CBS regime to remain credit neutral for B2B clients.